Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let me grab the headphones. I'll get dialed into the studio. Get these dogs to shut up. Oh, goodness. I better close the window or the neighbors are going to get mad. Hope the guests call in tonight. I wonder if anybody's going to call in. Well, let's do this thing.
It's Rated G Radio, and this is your host, Garrett Miller.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to Rated G Radio. It is Wednesday's Rants and Faves. You know, I'm always trying to come up with something cute and catchy for the show title for the episodes when I don't have a special guest star. And tonight is one of those nights when I thought, you know what, it's been a long time since we've done a headlines night. And I have a list of people that are looking to get on the show, but we're just looking at scheduling dates. But I will tell you, for the rest of the month, and if you can believe it or not, next week is Thanksgiving, we still have a full slate of guests. Friday night this week, we're going to have Noble Creatures, and their lead vocalist, Luis Nariño, will be calling in. I think they're probably going to have the whole band, which will be really, really cool to do. Next week, we have Mary Lou Monroe Ray. She'll be calling in at a special start time at 5 p.m. Pacific time, and that's because at 10 a.m. in New Zealand, that's when their show will be live Tuesday, her time. So welcome to the show, Mary Lou. But they have some type of big festival or block party or something like that that's going on in Brisbane, and she wanted to be part of that because I guess it gets kind of crazy. Next Tuesday, of course, we'll have Tarot Tuesday, and then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week, I'm thinking I may do best ofs for you guys because we are in Thanksgiving week, and I know that everybody, you know, just instantly clamors to sit down to listen to the radio every night and listen to the show, as I appreciate you doing that, but I think that you'll probably be doing some other things with your family, and I may try to do some things like that as well. But just give you a preview of what's coming up the first week of December. We have got Mark Vandekeer. He is a brainwave entertainer. So he's going to come on the show on the 1st, and that is going to be a show talking about hypnotic CDs and downloads and things like that. Later in the week, we have Kurgan Edward Stout. He's an author, AIDS activist, gay rights activist, and married father of two. He's going to be on the show talking about topics that are near and dear to his heart, and hopefully he'll be talking about his books, and we can plug a couple of those. Thursday the 4th, we've got Dr. Annie Ulrich coming on to talk about December's energy. That's always fun. And our musical guest on Friday the 5th is Liz DeRoche, and I'm not sure if she's going to be in Washington, D.C., or if she's going to be in San Francisco, but she's going to be our guest, and she's going to talk about her brand of music. And we've got tons of stuff going into the month of December. Just to give you some heads up, we've got Chrysagus Brothers, you know, Sean and Brian. They're going to be coming back on the show on the 15th. That's a Monday with a special early start time. We'll talk more about that later. But they're calling to talk about their Christmas special and their new Christmas music, which is really kind of fun. We've also got EDM, you know, electronic dance music artist, Scott Lawrence. He is going to be calling in from Seattle on Friday the 19th. And we've got lots more in the pipeline for you. So with that, a big thanks to the fine folks at Blog Talk Radio for keeping the show as a featured program every Monday through Friday when the show is live. Also to the people at Spreaker.com for including the show as a new programming option for people to listen to. So I always thank you for following me on both of those formats. I'm looking to try to build more followers. So if you want to find me on Spreaker.com, it's like speaker except with an R thrown in, go check that out. You can find it under Rated G Radio. Make sure to follow the show on that format, and I will greatly appreciate it very, very much. I'm looking to expand into a couple of other new national, meaning United States, networks, and that is one format that is tracked by a couple of them, and they said, you know, you get up to a certain number, and we'll take a look. So I'm always thinking that's a fun thing to do. But, of course, my new friends across the pond are Chat and Spin Radio. We've got Ian and his team over there, and then we've also got Stuart at West Star Radio Network, and I'm streaming live on their network on Friday night, but on West Star, you can actually go and listen to me on demand on their network as well. Always fun stuff. So as we get started to, I would say wrap up the year, but, you know, the year is coming to a close. We're almost to December, and I'm sure many of you have your Christmas trees up. You know, Christmas in Southern California is kind of like this lost art because, You know, today it was 75 degrees or 70 degrees, depending upon where you were, and it's beautiful and sunny, and you just don't think that it's going to be, you know, anything else but that, because it's that way 360 days of the year. Well, in upstate New York, weather reports were coming in yesterday that they had over 70 inches of snow coming in, and with no end in sight. So for everybody else who's around the country, you probably feel much more in the holiday spirit than I do at this point. Hopefully some of that will rub off as you call in to make listener requests and things like that for the rest of the year. But getting back to the main point of the program here is tonight I wanted to share some of the things that are going on in my world, but also to go back and look at some of the artists that we've had be our VIP music guest stars on the Friday Night Dance Party that's so popular with everybody. We've had a tremendous amount of new artists, familiar artists, some names that have come back from last year. They've been on the show this year. And I thought this would be kind of a fun way to do a few of these episodes for the rest of the year, is to just really, commemorate some of their music. And as you're out thinking about making some holiday purchases this time of year, now would be an excellent time for you to consider buying independent music or indie music. All of the people that I'm playing on the show tonight, with the exception of C.G. Reich, you can go to their websites or iTunes and you can get the C.G.'s music on C.G. Reich's website. So there you go. But for everybody else, you can purchase their music on iTunes, probably Amazon.com under their music, or anywhere fine music is downloadable. So with that, we're going to start off with a couple of songs by a recent guest, Dina Barash. And I just kept, it's spelled Diana, but I know that it's Deanna, like my friend Deanna Ballard out of Chicago, Illinois, who's listening tonight. And I will tell you, during our interview, she could not have been lovelier, just such an amazingly sweet lady. And with every ounce of my body, I kept wanting to call her Diana. I know it's Deanna. So there we go. So we're going to play two of Deanna's songs, Now It's All the Same and Live Your Life. We'll be back in a little bit, and we're going to be doing two peats of these artists. So if you look at the show title tonight, we see names like Joseph E., Dan Holguin, Margot Ray, Mango Dreamers, Yelpy, and other artists. If we don't get to them tonight, tomorrow may be a part two of this. I went back and found so much music that we can play, probably nonstop between now and the end of the year. So when we have opportunities to play some of our prior guests, I relish in the opportunity to share it with you. So this is Dina Barash and Live Your Life, and Now It's All the Same. Enjoy these two songs, and we'll be back. that with smooth jazz. You remember the guy from the 7-Up commercials? And I don't know if they do that out here in California, but there was a station back in Phoenix. It was KYOT, smooth jazz. And it was the 7-Up guy. I always got the biggest kick out of that. I think he probably did voiceovers for millions of things around the country, but I always thought it was, you know, we were special in Phoenix because we had the 7-Up guy doing smooth jazz. Anyway. So that was Deanna Brash, and that was two of her songs, Now It's All the Same and Live Your Life. One of the artists that we're going to play next, I'm always just amazed when people say yes to do the show. And I've actually never had anybody say no from a music guest standpoint to do the show. I've only had two people say no, and one was, I would like to do it, but I have to do it later, and one was just that we're scared and we don't want to come on the radio. So it wasn't like we hate your guts or anything like that. And it was actually the Log Cabin Republicans, and I was offering them a chance to come and plug their booth at OC Pride earlier this year, and they chose not to do that. They said, we can't get anybody to come on and talk on your show because they're all scared, you know, and I'm such a, you know, a heavy-hitting interviewer, so I can totally understand their complete and utter fear in talking to me on the phone. But from a musical guest standpoint, I'm always amazed when I'm able to find people who I just think are brilliantly talented and who are so generous with their time and come on. And this year we've done mostly two-hour Friday night dance parties, and every single one has said the same thing. How are we going to be on the air for 2 hours? And I said, you'll be surprised. We're going to chit-chat. We're going to play your music. We're going to, you know, talk about what you do in life, and we're going to hopefully sell some CDs for you. And they all think I'm absolutely nuts until they do it. And then at the end of the 2 hours, every single one says, that was totally fun. And it's like, because this is the only show on radio that isn't saying, okay, we've got 30 seconds until the commercial break, and I need you to, you know, get these 3 points across in the next 5 minutes, and then you're gone. I need this to be something that's fun and enjoyable and relaxing and something that the artist really enjoys doing. And that's what I love to do with this format is, come on, you know, let's hang out on the radio and let's talk about what's going on in your life, why you like music, and why you do what you do. So Patrick Allen Casey was one such example, and I was introduced to Patrick Allen Casey's music by a guest that we had earlier this year, multi-gold-winning Olympic gold medalist Greg Louganis. Greg was on the show talking about his documentary that was coming out. And, you know, sometimes if I have a guest of a certain note, I'll say, you know, do you have a certain song or a favorite artist that you like to listen to, because I'll play either their song or their music. I'll go buy it on iTunes. I don't ever ask for anything for free. I always go buy the music. So if you heard it here, unless their PR companies, you know, emailed it to me or something, I've bought the music that you hear on the show. I want to support the, you know, support the artist. And Greg says, without a doubt, I mean, without any hesitation, he goes, I want to hear Patrick Allen Casey. And he had an album that was out a couple of years ago, back in 2009, called Leaving California. And so I heard the music and thought it was just great. And I reached out to Patrick, and I said, is there any chance I could get you to be on the show? And he goes, yeah, this is great timing, by the way, because I'm going to have a new CD that's out called 40 Days and 40 Nights. And I said, okay. And I just rolled the dice, and I asked the next question, not even knowing, you know, what he would say. I said, is there any chance you do a world premiere of your CD, 40 Days and 40 Nights? We'll do the 2 full hours with you. You can talk about the music. We'll play all the songs, and we'll just have a great time. And he was like, holy cow, yeah, let's do it. So we did that, had a fantastic response. Tons of people called in, tons of response on Facebook, tons of response on Blog Talk Radio in the chat room there. And then, you know, the outpouring just continued after that. I actually had the great opportunity several weeks later to actually go up and meet Patrick for lunch up in Los Angeles. And one of the things that I like to do, especially if they're, I say local, meaning Southern California, if you're local to the area and I've had you on the show, I at least want to come shake your hand. The format for the show this past year has always been as a call-in, whether you're down the street, next door, or whatever the case, or around the world, all of the guests call in. That's just the way this show is set up. Well, that may be changing a little bit in 2014. I am exploring the option of doing pre-recorded interviews with guests outside of this call-in format. So there may be some new ways to hear some different people who might not necessarily be able to be on the show at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday, here on Blog Talk Radio. But we're going to be bringing them to you anyway. In this case, however, Patrick was more than accommodating, and we're going to play his 2 songs. Both ended up doing really well on the charts this year. One is called Home, and the other is Hero, and they're both here for you. you right now. So sit back and relax and go out and buy some Patrick Allen Casey music. His album is 40 Days and 40 Nights.
Matter where I go, it feels like home.
little Patrick Allen Casey, always a favorite here on Rated G Radio. My next artist I'm going to play is actually called Kelly's Lot. And Kelly's Lot, I have no idea how I stumbled upon Kelly's Lot other than I did on, I think, probably Facebook, as I do for a lot of folks, and was just stunned at the fantastic music that Kelly's band plays. And she came onto the show and talked about their trip a year or so ago to Europe and their experience there. And when, you know, the guests are on and I, you know, download their music and get ready to do everything, one of the things that happens is that it ends up on my iPad. And I have no idea how this happens. And this is, and I love the song. So it's just kind of funny that it finds its way onto my rotation. It must be like on a power rotation. If, you know, like a song is number one on, you know, a radio station, it gets played like 48 times an hour. That's what one of Kelly's Lot songs, Don't Take My Blues Away, does. And it's always on. It's like, didn't I just hear that, like, you know, 5 minutes ago? And I'm like, I'm playing it again. But two of the songs we picked out are, one is called Reason for the Blues. Love the song. But the other song, it was actually unique to the episode because it was a song I did not have. And as the show is progressing and Kelly's got all these people listening from around the world, somebody who had heard them play House of the Rising Sun had called in, and mid-show, you know, and usually by the time the show starts, I don't upload anything, nothing ever gets done. I'm just talking with a guest, playing music, and that was it. The guest asked, can you play House of the Rising Sun? I didn't have the song. And as luck would have it, Kelly's on her computer at the same time, and she's massively, you know, rapidly typing on the keyboard and emailing me over the MP3 of House of the Rising Sun. So before the show was over, we were able to actually sneak that in. And so I play that tonight just as a fond memory of having Kelly on the show. Loved having her there. And their album is doing fantastic. I encourage you, of course, always go check out Kelly's Lot and find them on Amazon and wherever fine music is sold. So again, Reason for the Blues is the first song, and then House of the Rising Sun is up next. Enjoy these two, and we'll be right back.
The only reason I never say no. 'Cause you're hard like candy, sweet like wine. I can't help myself every time it's true, every time I think about the only reason I can't be free. 'Cause you're hard like candy, sweet like wine. I can't help myself every time it's true, every time I think about
only reason I ever want more.
Now they say that all
Kelly's Lot. That's House of the Rising Sun. We also heard Reason for the Blues. You can go find Kelly's Lot music on Amazon, iTunes, and all kinds of fun places like that. The albums that I have right here are Don't Give My Blues Away. I love it. And then also Live in Brussels. Two must-haves for your record collection, especially if you like bluesy types of music. Great CDs, especially as you're getting ready for some Halloween parties. How about some holiday parties coming up? And you just want to have some fun, lighthearted music on in the background. You know, nice, maybe have a glass of wine or whatever your favorite beverage is. Mine's lemon water. And you can have some hors d'oeuvres and, you know, maybe a fire is roasting. And you've got great music like Kelly's Lot in the background. Now, the next artist that I have, I'm going to try to see if I can, I'm probably going to do a part one and a part two. I'm always interested when I go out, or I'm invited to go out to listen to live music, because you never know what you are going to hear, whether it's going to be fantastic or maybe, I don't know. But the next artist that we're going to play is a young man who I was introduced to, and he just recently, this week, played at Bar Lubitsch in Hollywood, and it was earlier this year. I was invited by my friend John Mark, who's been a guest on the show, and he said, you got to go out and hear Joseph Eid, and you also have to hear Dan Holguin, and, you know, these guys are just really awesome. And I thought, well, you know, fine, I'll make this happen. Drove up there, wasn't sure what to expect, and was just blown away by the amazing talent that so many of these independent young artists actually have. Not that that's surprising in any way, because, you know, it is L.A. after all, and everybody here has a, you know, hope and a dream and a song and a prayer and a, you know, a script and everything else they want to do. But when you run into people who are just so down-to-earth and genuine and nice and just so fantastically talented, you just want to hear their music all the time. So Joseph Eid came onto the show earlier this year and just, you know, blew the listeners away. We had a great response, just like we usually do on a Friday night. And, of course, all the girls are swooning and eyeing and ooing over Joseph and his music videos. You can see him on YouTube for Something Real. That's really kind of a fun music video. There's a good story to it as well. But tonight we're going to play two songs by Joseph, and they are Human and Something Real, both off of his aptly titled album Human, which is still getting a lot of push in a lot of markets today. So if you get a chance to go buy Joseph's album for the holiday, again, available on iTunes, Amazon, and wherever fine music is sold, please do so. And we'll be back after these two.
We will find a way to kill our desires. We will find a way to keep getting higher. We will find a way to live like they say in the books with all the saints. We will do our best to pass every test. We'll deny ourselves of all good sex. And one day our bodies will free and our hearts go dumb. Don't that sound fun? Flesh and blood, I'm human. And ain't it good to be human? I wanna live like one here on earth, with no heaven, no hell. And when I die, I got enough time to be an angel. Judgment Day, when God will come down and my sins will be weighed. They painted a picture of hate, and I learned how to pray, 'cause I was afraid to be flesh and blood and human. On earth with no heaven nor hell. And when I die, yeah, I got enough time to be an angel. To be an angel. don't wanna levitate. Don't wanna be a mystic, a monk, or a saint. I just wanna run free on my bare feet, play under the sun, and swim in the sea, and take you off to that moonlit tree. We'll fight from that apple, cause it tastes so sweet. Flesh and blood, I'm human, and it feels good to be human. Let me live like one here on earth, with no heaven or enough time to be an angel. Be an angel. Don't communicate, but I only like to speak from my soul. You say things with your words, but you never say them with your eyes. And I guess that's how this story goes. You're like a robot, 1, 2, 3. You read books on how you should feel. You got a gifted mind, but it ain't connected to your heart. And I wonder sometimes if you're real.
Rub it all over like lotion.
You say I don't communicate, but I think there's a time, there's a place. You sent me a real cute YouTube, and you put it all up on Twitter too. But baby, this bird needs some face to face. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And maybe it's your generation and your text conversation, and you help me so, so strong on your eyes.
There we go. It's a little Joseph Eid, and that's a song that you need to get, and it's off of his album Human. So go buy it now tonight on iTunes. Our last song we're going to play, at least for tonight, there's always more tomorrow, so come back on Thursday's show. Same bat time, same bat channel, 10 p.m. East, 7 West. We're going to play the song Feel It by Yelpy. You're going, who is Yelpy and what is Feel It? Well, Yelpy is an Irish singer that came onto our show and debuted his single Feel It. It's not even out yet, folks. That's how fresh and hot this song is, and it's just for you tonight. He is actually going to be doing a single release debut party this Friday night at the House of Blues in Sunset Boulevard in West Hollywood, California. If you want to go, you can still get tickets. Tickets right now are general admission. It's $10 if you buy in advance, meaning get them today, or they're $20 at the door. You can go to brownpapertickets.com and look for singer-songwriter Yelpy, Y-E-L-P-Y, Yelpy debut single release. And again, it's this Friday. It's at 9 o'clock, Friday, November 21st, at the House of Blues on Sunset. It's 8430 West Sunset Boulevard in West Hollywood, California. Go buy your tickets. Go buy, you know, and support local music. I think it's important. Even if you're in Omaha, Nebraska, or Clearwater, Florida, or wherever it is you are tonight, there are great musicians who are playing inspired music locally, and you may just find that you will get a huge treat out of it. Our show's running just a little bit over tonight for Yelpy, but listen to his song, Feel It, and come back tomorrow on Thursday night. Have a great night, everybody. Don't drive distracted.
Thank you.
You've been listening to
Rated G Radio.